Sefer HaMitzvos is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvos. Are you ready? Great! Today we learn 6 mitzvahs. Today's first mitzvah is about Mitzrayim. The Yidden used to be slaves in Mitzrayim, and then Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim were very mean. They didn't listen to Hashem. Do you think it's a good idea for us to stay near the Mitzrayim? No, we might end up doing things like them. The Torah tells us that we are not allowed to go back to live in Mitzrayim. That is today's first mitzvah, that even though we can visit Mitzrayim, we should not go live there. Today's second mitzvah is that before the Yidden fight a war, they should first try to make shalom. If the people are ready to listen to our Jewish king, we shouldn't fight with them. But if they don't want to make shalom, we need to do what the Torah says to do. There are some kinds of very not nice people who were mean to the Yidden when they were in the Midbar. The Torah says that we should not try to make shalom with them. Today's third mitzvah is that if we need to fight with Amon or Moav, who were mean to the Yidden, we should not try to make shalom first. Now we learn mitzvahs about what to do when Yidden are fighting a war. When people are fighting, a lot of time things get broken or ruined. Sometimes soldiers break things just to scare other people. The Torah tells us to be careful not to cut down a fruit tree for no reason when we are fighting. And do you know what? This mitzvah isn't only for fruit trees and only for soldiers who are fighting. It is a mitzvah for everyone. It is also the mitzvah not to ruin anything for no reason. That is called Baal Tashchis. Can you say Baal Tashchis? Good. The mitzvah of Baal Tashchis is that we don't just ruin things and waste things for no reason. When soldiers are fighting in a war, do you think they live in a regular house? No, they are not at home. They are out fighting in the war. They might not have a bed to sleep in. They might not have a chair to sit on. They might not have a dresser to put away their things. And there isn't even a regular bathroom. There is a mitzvah that when the soldiers are fighting, they should pick a place away from where everyone sleeps to use as the bathroom. That way, the place where they are sleeping stays a nice, clean place for Hashem. That is today's fifth mitzvah, that soldiers need to make a place for a bathroom away from where they sleep. Today's sixth mitzvah is that a soldier needs to have a shovel with him. That way, if he has to go to the bathroom when there is no bathroom, he can dig a hole to use and then cover it up. Even when soldiers are fighting, they still need to remember to keep the world a nice place for Hashem. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvos. That's great!